Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm a pulmonary and critical care doc, full time, right? Like my family and I, we live here in Dallas, Texas. I'm actually like my wife and I, we both are physicians, and we both are from South America. We were from Peru. We came here to the U.S. probably around like 17 years ago, right? Like to continue our training and education. We did our medical school together back in Peru. So we came here, like we did like a residency and fellowship.
Welcome to Dad Puzzles, Everything Dad. If you're questioning yourself about dad functions, duties, and life in general, you've come to the right place. Parenthood can be tough. Learning to juggle caring for your baby with your career and also keeping things fresh with your partner can be a struggle. But we're here to make things easier with helpful tips for making the most of your situation. Being a dad may seem like a puzzle, but it's one you can definitely solve. Now here's your host, Dr. Suleiman Ijani.
Hello, welcome back to Dad Puzzles. Today we are very honored to have a good friend of mine, Dr. Hari Nimazigara. So thank you so much for joining us today, boss.
Hey, Sule, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Hari. Thank you. Can you tell dads a little bit about your background?
Yes, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm a pulmonary and critical care doc, full time, right? Like my family and I, we live here in Dallas, Texas. I mean, actually, like my wife and I, we both are physicians, and we both are from South America. We were from Peru. We came here to the U.S. probably around like 17 years ago, right? Like to continue our training and education. We did our medical school together back in Peru. So we came here, like we did like a residency and fellowship, and we have it like in different like states, right? Like as you can imagine, right? Like in training, right? Like in Pennsylvania, right. Virginia, Texas. And finally, about 7 years ago, we end up coming here like to Dallas, and we really like the area. So we decided to stay here.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you, sir. And, you know, like when we were chatting before, I was like, you know, this is something amazing because somebody will imagine, you know, in your field, you know, you don't have time for anything, you know. So how does it happen that you have family, you know, like you take care of the family and you also have to be able to work? And on top of that, in addition to medicine, I think you're also involved in real estate. So can you tell us a little bit about that? This is too much.
Yeah, that's a lot sentence. No, yeah, that's true, right? Like, I mean, like, so full-time pulmonary critical care. Like as I was telling you a little bit, like before, I'm very grateful and blessed that, fortunately in my practice, there's a good number of physicians and we also have a nice schedule and split like in different shifts, right? Like, so thankfully I work like, probably 17 to 18 shifts a month. So that gives me the flexibility for the other days to do other things, like again, like a side hustle or real estate, but also especially like to be with the family, right? Like, and again, like our shifts and schedule changes every week is kind of crazy, right? Like, but right. One of the important things, I mean, I usually believe is like, again, like to have a good communication with your family, with your wife, like especially like regarding with all the responsibilities and chores that you need to do, and like especially like to be also present there for your family and kids.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. So I think, you know, like one of the things that helps you is definitely your family, the cooperation with your wife to take care of things together, you know, like you help each other so that you're able to manage that front. And also with work, you have the good communication with your colleagues and maybe, you know, like a better schedule, like you mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and like, and again, as I mentioned, my wife and I have been married for already like 14 years, yeah, since 2007, right? Like, so, but we know each other like even longer, like, right? Like, yeah. So we were friends like before, so we knew each other. So like the communication is there and the trust is there, right? Like, and we're a team, right? Like, so, right. So we know like that, where we're going together.
Oh, that's beautiful, my friend. Thank you so much. And can you like demystify for dads, you know, one of the things that you think does think about critical care, and they have this imagination of something, you know, dangerous and scary, and somebody's about to die. So maybe is there anything that you want to share with dads that they should think about it?
Yeah, no, and it is part true, right? Like, and actually, when I was doing the residency, right, like in my second or third year, there were many other residents that they didn't really want to go in that rotation because it's time demanding, consuming, and also it takes a lot of effort on you, like a psychological toll on you, right? Like, because you're dealing with life or death, as you're saying, right? And with patients, and not just with patients, but also with families. And many times we don't understand that, and we don't realize that for anyone to go to the intensive care unit, that's a big thing, right? Like, so for us, it's like the day to day, and we do that every day. But for anyone else who goes to the ICU, for him or her or their loved ones, it's a huge thing. So again, like we should again like treat the medical problem, but also the whole as a person and also their families, right? Like, so, and yeah, I mean, like it's not necessarily easy, but at some point you get used to that. At some point you're able like to again like to follow with your patients and also like take care of all these things together, right? Like, I mean, it takes time, but again, like at the end, it becomes more part of you.
Oh, that's amazing. So let's say, can you, what are the things that you do to be able to stay sane besides the support that you get? Because this is a dad hack that folks will be very happy to learn how to cope with the hardships. In terms of no time or they have like other problems. They say that they have somebody sick at home, or
Absolutely.
Like they're raising their elderly parents. So you have all these things in your that you have to like deal with. What's the secret that you have that you deal with, that helps you to come across your life difficulties?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and that's important, right? Like, because we as physicians, we all deal with that, right? Like, so one of the things is like to try to manage your time, try to manage well your time, right? Like, so be mindful about that. Time is something that we're not going to get back. We can always go and work more. We can always go and do more investments or do side hustles or other things, but time is not coming back, right? Like, so one of the important things is, again, like to manage your time, to know, and again, like to acknowledge what is really important for you. And of course, it's like your career and your and the medical field, but also like the people who is around you, right? Like, again, like your family, your loved ones, your friends, and all of that, right? On top of that, and there's also like something that I mentioned to you before in our prior conversation is that, again, like we are physicians, and I love being a physician. I really enjoy still that, but we're not only just physicians, right? Like we need to have other interests, other passions in life, right? Like in my case, so for example, right? Like, so I have a side hustle, right? Like I do real estate too, right? Like, and also I like running, right? Like, so like in the last 2 years, I have run a couple of half marathons and full marathons, right? Like, and also we also enjoy spending time together as a family, right? Like every time we have free for us, we try to go on vacation, or we just try to go for a walk in the park, or we go like to the weekend game with the kids and all of that, right? Like, so yeah, so again, like try to find also time for you and your loved ones outside medicine, and that's really powerful, right? Like, and recharge you at the end of the day.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, just a side story. I did marathon before in
Is that right?
2010.
Awesome.
2010, and then I stopped, and now I'm not in good shape. I need to get back to it again.
Oh,
That's
you can
beautiful,
get
my
there.
friend.
You can
Yes,
get there.
sir.
Yeah. And I
Awesome.
mean, it actually something very similar happened to me. So I did a couple of half marathons in 2011, I think, like, and then like I have 2 kids, I went to fellowship and all of that, and I stopped doing that until just 2 years ago that I
Oh,
started
that's
like doing that
amazing.
again. Yeah.
Okay. So that's inspiration. I definitely have to look, I have to try to come back to it slowly again,
Yes, man. Yeah.
Are you taking
Definitely.
any supplements on this? Like
No,
like joints?
just mainly, I mean, like when you're at our age, I mean, obviously, right? It's not as easy as 10 or 20 years ago, right? Like, so I make sure that I always am hydrated and I bring water. And the second thing, I bring also like electrolytes and like and sugar, right? Like
right,
so,
right.
So because after 7 to 8 miles or 10 miles, you start feeling that your muscles feel that too.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
So yeah, I get prepared for that, like before any training.
Awesome. Good job, my friend. I'm so proud of you. You know, I'll let you know in a couple weeks how I'm doing, because I definitely have to like start slowly. Now the weather's good.
Yeah.
You know, definitely, my friend.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else you like to share with dads that, you know, that they should remember in terms of their time with their family? Like, I think you mentioned how we have to be aware of the time, you know, that is really, we don't have much time.
That's for me probably the most important part. This is part of the reason why I'm still happy doing medicine. I'm still happy doing other things outside medicine, because I have the great support from my family. And this is something I mentioned before, right? Like, so again, like in 10 or 15 years from now, the only people who will remember if you are doing now extra hours, if you take an extra shift, if you work too much, it's going to be your family only. It's not going to be your hospital. It's not going to be your practice. It's not going to be like your boss. It's going to be your family, right? And time doesn't come back, right? Like, so something to be very aware of.
My friend, thanks so much for doing this. Do you have any other question that you'd like to pose to the next guest that is a dad on this podcast?
No. I mean, like, again, like, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very grateful. Like, I have a great time with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, my friend. I appreciate you. So folks, go ahead and, you know, how can folks find you that, you know, Harry?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm a full-time doctor, but also I do real estate, right? Like, and again, like we have, my wife and I, we have a passion for that. So we're very active, like in LinkedIn. We have also a YouTube channel and all of that. And I can share like the links with you. So for people like to be aware of like a little bit of more like a financial independence and doing real estate, like independently, but also with other doctors. So yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you. So thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you into the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, perfect. This is good.
Thanks for listening to Dad Puzzles. We hope you learned something from today's podcast. Please leave us a review and give us a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list and YouTube channel. Plus, follow and like our Instagram and Facebook pages, or any social media of your choice. You can also visit dadpuzzles.com for more resources that will help ease you into your parenthood journey. Thanks again for listening to Dad Puzzles.